Schneider Electric is proud to bring this podcast to you. Schneider's mission is to be the customer's digital partner for sustainability and efficiency. And bringing insights such as you are about to hear helps further that mission.
My name is Jo Taranto, and I'm joined today by Aislinn Prendergast, process engineer at Melbourne Water. And we're talking about supercharging granular media filtration. Welcome, Aislinn.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us what was going on at one of your water treatment plants.
Sure. So at our Winicky treatment plant, which is one of our three largest treatment plants in Melbourne, we had been doing our usual yearly inspections of our filters. So Winicky is a classic sedimentation media filtration treatment plant. And we'd found that the filters were starting to show signs of poor condition, so mud balling, and also some significant cracking at the backwash inlet end of the filters. And this was sort of a sign that our backwashing wasn't really optimised.
When this problem was identified, what did you do next?
Yeah, so our next step was to bring in some consultants. So we worked with Jacobs, John Bates, particularly from Jacobs, to run through some root cause analyses to understand what were the factors in contributing to the condition of the media. So some of the findings from that some of the tests that we did were looking at what was our solids retention, what was the bed expansion that we were getting in the filters with our backwash, and also how evenly distributed our backwashing water was. So that was the test that we ran.
What did those tests and modelling help you determine in terms of actions?
Yeah, so the outcomes from those tests showed us that we were getting quite a lot of solids retention, and that our backwashing water was really poorly distributed, particularly at that backwash end. So we had a high velocity, low pressure zone at the backwash end of the filter, which basically meant that that end wasn't really getting effectively washed. It was just kind of stagnant, and that was what contributed to that kind of cracked portion of media. So we were able to, from that, identify that we needed to do some short-term works to rectify that problem. So in the first instance, we put in some baffles to redistribute the backwash water. And the other short-term step that we took was to replace that piece of cracked media near the backwash inlet end.
If you didn't change the media longer term, what would have happened?
Yeah, so even with changing the media in the short term, so the works that we've done now, we still know that our backwashing is not effective. So we're not getting that effective bed expansion, and we are seeing significant solids retention. So even with the works that we've done short term, we are looking towards doing some more refurbishments in the future.
And you undertook a pilot study to get more information, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So as I said, in the future, we're looking to do some more refurbishments, and one of those refurbishments is putting in a different media type that is less dense and can be easily expanded by the backwashing system that we already have in place. So the pilot plant was it enabled us to see what backwashing rates we would need, and also to visualise the backwashing regime that we were putting in place. So we had three see-through columns, and we could really see what was happening in those columns and what we needed to do to get an effective clean bed of media.
You were explaining before that you had to start looking at sort of solutions that you hadn't really used or had experience with before. What has that taught you about the process?
Yeah, it was a real learning curve for me. I hadn't really worked in filtration before, and I had some really supportive people around, one of them being John from Jacobs, but also a co-contributor to my paper was Melissa Steele from Melbourne Water, who has some significant background experience in filtration from her time at Thames Water. And she was able to really pass on some of the kind of industry cutting edge, if you like, research that is in the common knowledge now, and that has shown real improvements in the way filters are operated. So that was a great learning curve for me.
When you're looking at solutions, you know, obviously you mentioned if you did nothing, you'd be forced to replace media every few years, and, you know, that's not something that's going to necessarily be cost effective. What other factors are you considering other than just cost when you're looking at choosing an action?
Yeah, well, I guess this journey was a little bit funny because we always had good quality water still coming out of our filters. So that wasn't really the driver. It was more that we were having an operational impact whereby we couldn't run our plant at the maximum capacity that we would like to be able to. So we were looking at, as part of the solutions, whether there were options that could enable us to even get a little bit more out of the filters than we were getting previously. So I think the dual media will actually allow us to get slightly longer run times than we were before, and get a little bit more capacity and be able to run the plant a little bit harder. So that's a really good added benefit.
You're listening to the Australian Water Association podcast series, and I'm with Aislinn Prendergast from Melbourne Water. Are there any recommendations or suggestions that you'd have for other utilities or even water treatment plants that are in similar situation from what you've learned in this experience?
Yeah, well, I think the root cause analysis process is a really good one. So really going back to what's the cause and why are we in the situation that we're in, and looking at that from different angles, not just the sort of obvious ones. But also having the opportunity, as I said, to have a pilot trial, you know, not just going full throttle into solution mode, but being able to understand what that's going to look like ahead of time was really useful, and I definitely recommend that.
Do you think there's more work that's required in this space that would have helped if you were to do it again?
Yeah, I think it's still a very moving space. I mean, I've talked to exhibitors here at Auswater that have products where they're sort of moving away from the more accepted research on filtration. So it's definitely not like a static field. And as I said, I've only just learned, and I know that others are much more experienced. But I think it's a field where we can keep learning and keep optimising our backwashing systems and looking for other media types. So certainly.
Come 2 years' time, Aislinn, you will have effectively solved this problem, hopefully. Can you tell us what the final solution will look like for Melbourne Water?
Yeah, certainly. So as I said, we looked at alternative media types in our pilot plant, and part of that was looking at dual media. So currently in our filters we have sand monomedia, and the dual media, as I said, it has the added benefit of being able to run at a slightly higher capacity, but it's also a better solids removal. So rather than being just all one type, it has a coarse polishing layer, so it removes the bulk solids, and then a coarse layer and then a fine polishing layer down the bottom, which just acts as like getting rid of the final bits and pieces of solids, if you like. So that's a real benefit to us. I think what I hadn't touched on was that we're also looking to change our backwashing system. So air and water is delivered by some PVC pipe laterals at the moment. And we aren't able to really optimise our backwashing through those because of the limitations of the velocity that we can get through them. So we're looking to change to a new backwash lateral system, which will give us a little bit more capacity to run the way we would like to.
And will this have any implications for other water treatment plants at Melbourne Water?
So Melbourne Water actually only has two filtration plants. So we have three nano filtration plants at Melbourne Water. But in terms of actual media filtration, we only have two. One of them already uses a dual media. That's our Tarago treatment plant. And it's a dissolved air flotation and filtration plant, so it does operate slightly differently. Whereas Winnicky is our only just gravity sand filter plant that we have, so it won't necessarily have a knock-on effect to us, but at least we'll know how to do things in future.
I've been speaking with Aislinn Prendergast, process engineer at Melbourne Water. Thank you so much for sharing your project.
Thank you very much for having me.